Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Well, all this stuff is going on at the same time. You got the Epstein situation with regard to Maxwell giving information to the number two guy at Justice. And you've got the Russian collusion delusion hoax. And we've known this is a hoax for a long time. But the investigation has named prominent people. Criminal referrals have been offered on Barack Obama, and I want to say this, innocent until proven guilty, Barack Obama, Brennan, Comey, and Clapper. But there's a name that's conspicuously absent. Now, may not be on the Russian framing side of things, but someone who was clearly part of the plot, if the plot can be justified in court, because what this person was planning to do, and the proof is irrefutable, is inexcusable. I wrote about this when it happened. I said, Trump, you got an enemy in your back seat. Can't you see it? Well, if he didn't see it, we're going to show it to you now. I'm sure he knows by now. Hey, we are brought to you by the Nanosoma products. The first product boosts your immune system to unbelievable levels of the strength and vitamin C, D, the nuclear receptors, lengthens telomeres, doesn't cure anything, but puts your immune system on an unbelievable level. Help me get through RSV strip lung linings. Dave, they're not coming back. Well, they did. And this was the only thing I was taking for it. And then you have, when I was back in the gym, and you want to recover joint function, yeah, everything has its limits. But Scotty Sachs said, Dave, if you put this on those joints you say are killing you in the gym as you're trying to make your comeback from RSV, if you put this on over time, you're going to have relief. Well, it's true. I did squats last night in the gym. No pain. Couldn't do them. Couldn't do them for 25 years. Been doing them for the last year. That's when I started taking this. This product worked in me about 2 to 3 months, and it grows pluripotent stem cells. It's in the product description. And then finally, you've got the wrinkle cream, but it ain't just the wrinkle cream. It's healing. Gash on the finger. Put the cream on. I didn't want to get stitches. Needed 4 to 6, in my estimation. Wrapped it up every day. Did the same thing the next day and for 2 weeks, and then nothing. It's like it never happened. The three of these products together is the three pack, 15% off. You get three of the sprays and one of the other two. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is an absolute barn burner. And I'm going to bring up something that I did years ago during the Russian collusion delusion hoax. And I didn't connect it then to that movement. I thought this was independent, self-serving actions by Mike Pence that disrespected and was disloyal to Donald Trump. Now, when I have the perspective of time and a 30,000-foot view, it's really clear he was part of the plot. I'm going to give you the evidence that's irrefutable, and allow you to come to your own conclusion. So we'll put this up here and we'll go through it line by line. And I think you're going to find this to be really interesting. The New York Times previously exposed Pence's intention to replace President Trump early on. And you can see the date here was April 18th, 2018. Okay, now, Vice President Mike Pence disloyal to Trump is on full display in a 2017 New York Times article in which it's impossible not to conclude that Pence has been planning to leapfrog over Trump and seize the presidency in 2020. This was New York Times stuff, so I'm using the establishment's words against them. From the Times, the centerpiece of the effort is a string of dinners held every few weeks at the vice president's official residence on the grounds of the Naval Observatory in Washington. Mr. Pence and his wife Karen have presided over 4 such meetings, and more are in the works. 30 to 40 guests at a crack, including a mix of wealthy donors, as well as the Chicago hedge fund fundraisers and executives from companies like Dow Chemical and military contractor United States Technology. Their guests and families collectively donated or helped to raise millions of dollars to support the Trump-Pence 2016 ticket. The dinner guest lists were curated in part by two of Pence's closest advisors who've played important roles. Pence has appeared at recent events outside his official residence with prospective donor groups. Now, I thought, okay, at the time when I first saw this, I said, he's just helping the president raise money for 2020. And then he wants to be the 2024 GOP candidate for president. So I understand what he's doing. I don't really see the problem. But then I dug a little deeper and I saw a big problem. President to be Mike Pence had his own PAC, political action campaign funding, from the donors that I just listed. Why would a vice president maintain his own personal funding? He doesn't have to independently run for the office of vice president. It's a team. It's president, vice president. It should be one PAC, not one just tied to Mike Pence and another with a GOP and another with Trump individually. He didn't need to do this, but he did. Let's go down here and look at some more. Many members of the independent media, such as myself at the time, Dr. Ted Brewer, who's a good friend of mine, Alex Jones, who I don't know, and I know he's controversial, but the bottom line is we all came to the same conclusion. He had his own PAC. It's on file. I published it. I showed on the website exactly what it was. Mike Pence was planning to leapfrog over Trump at a time when the Russian collusion delusion hoax was attempting to get legs with the Steele dossier that's been totally discredited. And the idea would be to remove Trump as General Flynn was falsely removed for Russian associations and the Russian influence in the 2016, and I should say alleged influence, disproven alleged influence in the 2016 presidential election. Pence is a bad guy. I've never liked Pence. Now, some people want to tie this into his certification of the vote. Personally, and a lot of you aren't going to like this, when you're certifying an election, there are protocols to follow, and he followed them. Could he have held this up? That's in debate, and I still can't get consistent answers even from attorneys. So I'm not going to go there and fault him for that because I don't have the receipts to prove he had any option to challenge the 2020 election as Trump wanted him to do. But what I can show you is what I just showed you here, that he was planning to replace Trump at the same time the Russian collusion delusion hoax was going on. Now, let me ask you a question. How many coincidences do you have until you have a conspiracy? And we're not supposed to use the word conspiracy because, oh, only crazy people think of conspiracies. And conspiracy defined is two or more people planning to break the law, as if that never happens. But see, the CIA invented the term for the use in the media in 1966 when people started to question the findings of the Kennedy assassination through the Warren Report, which has been totally discredited as released by CIA files recently, not Dave Hodges' judgment. And they threw in the term conspiracy theory that only a nut would do that. They even made the movie Conspiracy Theory with Mel Gibson. Do you remember that movie? Oh, you must be a nutcase if you believe these things. Well, there are outlandish conspiracy theories. And then there are conspiracy theories that come true. And you're saying, uh-oh, Mike Pence was part of this. His political group was called America First Policies and America First Action. Isn't that funny? Because this is what Trump says all the time, America First, America First. And you know how Pence is on the outside in and no one will let him in? Because the GOP knows what he did and what he tried to do and who he was in league with. They know. He's nowhere to be found. He's not going to be an ambassador. He's not going to be a representative to this or be on this trade board. He has nothing. He should become a Democrat because his future is cooked in the GOP because he pulled this crap. What do you think about these apples? Pretty interesting, isn't it? Now, to Tulsi Gabbard, oh, this will reach her. Because people watch what I do. Some of the right people. And sometimes I'll see things in print 3 or 4 days down the road that I've already talked about. And there's some awareness. And they do watch the collective media. And not to brag, but our podcast is in the top 5% in the world of 3.5 million podcasts ranked by Listen Notes, the standard bearer of ratings. And so they're going to pay attention. But here's the deal. I'm not bragging. I want justice. I want to see if Tulsi Gabbard can get the DOJ to look into this and make Mike Pence a legitimate source for a criminal referral. To me, I think the evidence is omnipresent. I think it's a slam dunk case. If the case can be made for collusion against Trump with fake stuff. Because if that could be made, this is a guy that they were installing to benefit. I'll give you an example. I'll give you a conspiracy theory. The Warren Commission has already said that it was Oswald acted alone. Well, we know now from the CIA files that have been repressed all these years and recently released, that ain't the case. Now, I'm not going to get into the controversy right now of saying, okay, these are the people behind the assassination. Not the assassins on the ground in Dealey Plaza and the magic bullet and the timing problem and all those logistic things that become parlor arguments, but they don't really amount to anything today. People want to know who was behind it. Well, let's just say there was a group of unidentified people behind it. Who was their insurance man? It was LBJ. He becomes president and reverses every one of JFK's major policies. Oh, Vietnam, upper atmospheric nuclear testing, and I could go on and on and on. But he reversed everything. The only thing he kept in place, the only thing, was JFK's failed attempts at civil rights legislation. And he used the sympathy vote for Kennedy to get it through. And it was a good thing. The Civil Rights Act of 1964, good thing. Good thing for women, good thing for people of color. It was a good thing. So I'll say that, but LBJ was not a nice man. Kennedy hated him, but a lot of people feel that J. Edgar Hoover blackmailed the Kennedys into taking LBJ. As you know, with J. Edgar Hoover, how he stayed in power for 7 presidents, he blackmailed them all. And that's not a secret. That's been well established. LBJ for JFK. Mike Pence for Donald Trump. Different MO. Same result. And it was in play. Listen to this. Pence wasn't even vice president for 60 days when he took out this pack. And this is exactly when Michael Flynn was shown the door. He faced prison time if this was true. Well, none of that came to being. And you know, it's so funny. I had a conversation with Michael Flynn at the Clay Clark conference where we were both presenting back to back. And he told me, Dave, when we win, meaning Donald Trump, he said, all of this crap's going to come out. Because I thanked him for staying the course through all the crap he had to go through. I said, I really admire how you've stuck to your guns on this and are still a force for the truth. And he said, it's going to all come out, Dave. Boy, were his words prophetic. General Flynn, hat off to you, my friend. Thank you. Thank you for staying the course. And there are a lot of people in this country staying the course. And I will tell you, there's Democrats staying the course. It's just if they speak out too much, just like John Fetterman, they get ostracized. Fetterman has some common sense approaches to things. I could work with him, even though we disagree on a lot, but he's reasonable. And what is he getting? Nothing but being ostracized. If you're not on board with the Borg mentality of the Democratic Party, they will try to crush you. Do you remember when Fetterman had the stroke and he was struggling somewhat in the campaign? Remember that? And the Democrats were all saying, there's nothing wrong with John Fetterman. This is all made up crap. He's passed every medical certification, so did Joe Biden. So we looked at this, and the Democrats were fully on board, but nothing was wrong with him. Well, he's recovered pretty well. And now they're saying it's the stroke effects leading him to disagree with us. It's funny how that works. Anyway, LBJ, Mike Pence, both lined up, I believe, to be successors. Trump was never supposed to be president. This was a shock. And Hillary Clinton, if you wonder why she's perpetually pissed off, well, she's a woman scorned. She was a slam dunk. And I'll tell you what did her in. Comey's stupidity. He had evidence of the bleaching of the computers for some time. He could have held it until after the election. And no, he didn't take action on it when a lot of people like me think he should. But he brought that out days before the election. That cost Hillary big time. Now, let me answer a final question a lot of you might have. How is it, you tell me, how is it that Mike Pence even became the vice president? Because I did a piece on body language. I used to teach it. It communicates 93% of all meaning behind human interaction. And you could see Pence and Trump did not like each other. It was like magnets that repelled. They did not like each other. Well, to win, Trump had to win the Rust Belt states like Ohio and Pennsylvania and so forth. And he did. And he did. And that was because of Pence's influence. He was a necessary bedfellow. As they say, politics makes for strange bedfellows. That's why he was there. But I don't think even Trump could have anticipated how far Pence would go. And 60 days into the first term of Trump, oh, he's already betraying Trump. Isn't that amazing? Isn't this an amazing story? But to Tulsi Gabbard, because I'm pretty sure she'll probably hear about this, all I want is an honest investigation. If there's nothing there, we'll say, oh, I guess that was just a conspiracy theory. But I think there's a lot of smoke here, and I think if they dig deep enough, they're going to find the fire that connects both events. The events of the Russian collusion delusion hoax and installing the puppet Pence. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Tell me what you think. This is pretty controversial for us. We went out on a limb. We're usually pretty much close to the vest, but I'm ticked off. I am ticked. I hate loyalty. In my basketball coaching years, I've had wonderful assistants, and many of them are still best friends of mine today. Dear friends. But one person, I was 26 years ago, he was my assistant. And we still get together on a regular basis, regular, monthly. Another guy, same thing. But I had a snake in the grass one time that was totally trying to undermine me without purpose. And I'm very good at building careers for assistant coaches so they can move on. But this person wanted to destroy me so he could get what I had. So if you wonder why I'm passionate about Pence, I have a little personal background in this area where I had this done to me. And the person ended up losing big time, mostly because of their own faulty character. But nonetheless, treason is not its own reward. I know that's the opposite of the old saying, but I think things are going to come down. Nothing's going to happen to Obama. And I'm digressing for a second, but bear with me. Nothing. But I do think Clapper, Brennan, and Comey are vulnerable. And I don't know if Pence can be connected, but boy, there's enough there to be looked into. Who ever heard of a vice president creating his own pack for president in the first term of the man he is serving? Thanks for joining us. God bless everybody. It's funny how old stories have current relevance. Hello, America, and to our friends around the world. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. We have the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. People say, Dave, you put out multiple things a day, and that's correct. We do. We try to keep you up to date on things we think that would benefit you from knowing. You don't have to keep coming back. All you have to do is subscribe to our newsletter, one-stop shopping. It's free. Over 50,000 people are doing it. How do you do it? Just go to thecommonsenseshow.com, click the newsletter link in the upper right-hand corner, put your email address in, and I promise you, we do not sell data. I find that abhorrent, and you will receive an email every day thereafter of everything we've done in the previous 24 hours. Pretty simple, isn't it? I'd suggest you do it. Now, here's the deal. We're looking at facial recognition, and what I'm about to tell you shocked me, and I think I'm kind of on top of things. But the details I'm going to give you are going to absolutely, well, they're mind-blowing, and you're going to be angry, and you're going to be really angry at the corporations that are doing this because it's unfair. And airlines are beginning to do an offshoot of this, and I'll tell you about that before we're done too. But we're going to look at facial recognition and how I believe the consumer is being treated in a discriminatory manner, and it's also profiling. And there's just no way around it. We're going to talk about it right here on the Common Sense Show. We are brought to you by the Nanosoma products, and just want to briefly go through these with you here. And if you order the three-pack, you're going to get 15% off the retail price. You're going to get three liquid sprays that boost your immune system to an unbelievable level. And you can see all the research when you go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. You also get the topical gel, and I've talked about how that helps you grow pluripotent stem cells. And I've gone from having a knee that people said, you probably need a knee replacement, to where I have no pain at all when I work out and I'm doing things I haven't done in 25 years. And I can't attribute this to anything else. And then, of course, you've got the skin cream, and you've heard my story about that, about how a serious cut, probably needing 4 to 6 stitches. I just used the cream, wrapped it, cleaned it every day for 2 weeks, gone, no scar. Pretty amazing stuff. 15% off. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, the one thing that scares me about facial recognition is it can be transmuted. In other words, your image that carries your identity with your retinal scan can go virtually anywhere, and you can be framed for being in the wrong place at the wrong time, and a crime can be pinned on you. We used to just worry about, you know, us being put in association with some kind of kiddie aspect, and you know what I'm talking about here. And that used to be the framing crime of the day, but it's expanded now, the potential for this. And so that is a potential misuse on the so-called black market of facial recognition. But facial recognition also is profiling you when you go into certain stores. Let me give you a couple of, I'll give you three examples here. Macy's, Kroger's, and Albertsons. And it's not just confined to them, but these are the three that I could find that I could definitively trace this practice back to. And this practice is really unfair. I think, well, this is a case of technology getting ahead of the law. I think this is illegal. Absolutely illegal. You go into the store and the facial recognition knows who you are. And you have your little electronic pricing boards. You know, meat, $2.97 for a quarter pound, okay? But if they know your income, the zip code you live in, which is also reflective of your income, at $2.97 could become $4.12. If you're from a poorer neighborhood, or they happen to be able to cross database and know that you make maybe less than $50,000 a year of family income, well, maybe that meat becomes $2 for a quarter of a pound. I'm not joking. This is common practice, and I was stunned when I learned about this. There has been some research done on how to stop this practice. I almost feel like we're denigrating back into the old movie They Live. Do you remember the guy that put on the sunglasses in the science fiction movie, and he could see aliens that were pretending to be humans because he could see their true shape through the sunglasses? Yeah, I think it was an 80s production. It's kind of comical, but it really is somewhat applicable to what I'm going to tell you here. Many infrared blocking sunglasses have been tested, but to date, I could only find evidence for two. of the sunglasses, both produced by Reflectables. Congratulations, guys. I'm going to give you a plug here because they're not on my advertising list. And the Ghost and Phantom models are the ones that work. Other things say they can do it all the way from suntan lotion to sunglasses, and it doesn't work because you can test it. You get a hold of an iPhone or anything that uses facial recognition that you can get a hold of and test it. Put on the product or rub the product on, whatever the mechanism is, and see if it facially recognizes you. That's your litmus test. And anyone can perform that test on their own. Unfortunately, just the only two that I mentioned from Reflectables, Ghost and Phantom models, and you'll have to URL Reflectables to find that. You can do a search term and find it. I believe they retail for just over $200 a piece. So they're not cheap, and they're not the kind of sunglasses that you want to break after you have them for 3 days. But nonetheless, this is the only thing that stops this. I think this is going to become a widespread industry. And there's an old saying in technology, he who holds the chalk last, and the chalk on the chalkboard to devise new things, but he who holds the chalk last wins. I think we're going to see a continual battle of one-upsmanship between the technology to do this and the technology to block this. It used to be we had no defense for drones and military spending, right? And so, what a great investment. Well, now they're finding defenses for drones, and then the drones evolve into the next generation. Now, you get the idea. That's where I think this is headed to. But people aren't even aware of this. I asked a few of my friends. I just said, have you heard of this? No. What? You're kidding. Now, if the prices are fixed and they're written, okay, you're not looking at this. But if it's a, if they're using electronic price identification, you can probably pretty well bet it's geared to you and they're using facial recognition. This is just stunning to me. I think it should be illegal because it's a form of economic profiling. And I think it violates the 14th Amendment on, you know, separate and unequal treatment. But we'll see if the courts agree. But certainly the law has to catch up with the technology. For your edification, I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show, and we'll see you back here again next time. My hope is that you'll share this far and wide. If I could only do one segment today, this would be it, because it just shows how much our government is still a captured entity. My name is Dave Hodges. You know who I am. You know what we do here. We're freeing America one enslaved mind at a time on The Common Sense Show. Thank you so much for joining us. We are brought to you by this tremendous product right here. It's my lifesaver. It can be yours too. It doesn't cure anything. It just raises your immune system to really great heights. It's preventative. It's restorative. You really want to do this. Everyone in America should be on this product. And there's accompanying products that are just as good. You got bone on bone? It's there. Got a bad cut? Well, we got the answer. These are all the Nanosoma products. This in particular is the liquid spray. 5 sprays once a day is maintenance. No side effects, all natural. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Of all the people that Trump has appointed in this administration, his biggest disappointment, his first administration, was John Bolton. I know why he did it. He used Bolton to get into Colombia to stop an invasion of Guyana. I get that. That was a good move because then he fired him as soon as he was done. But a lot of people raise their eyebrows. Bolton, you got to be kidding me. But in this administration, the biggest disappointment I have with all of the appointments is Kash Patel. He comes in, the Epstein list. We're going to put it out there by God. Oh, there's no Epstein list. There is nothing to it. Nothing to see here. Look over here. Tyler James Robinson. Only thing you need to know. Let me go through just a couple of things here, and then we're going to really expose Kash Patel's duplicity. Let me give a quote here I wrote. You know, the other day he called people like me, what was the term? Oh, yes, we were anarchists. And then just conveniently 36 hours later, the NBA scandal that they've known about for years happened to break because they needed, they really had to have a distraction. And that's what the NBA scandal gave them. By the way, the NBA scandal is just the tip of the iceberg, but we're not going to see any more. It did its purpose. And, you know, we'll look the other way on illegal sports betting and all that crap that goes on. So you know, this is such a game. But here's what Kash Patel just recently said. I'm not going to entertain hysterical conspiracy theories because it negatively affects Charlie Kirk's family. Really? Do you think Charlie Kirk's family, talking parents and sister, do you think they don't want the truth to come out? You don't think they want justice for their son and brother? That had to be the most ridiculous statement I ever heard. Hysterical conspiracy theories. Let's see. I've talked to one. Four snipers. 30-06 takes the head off. Your story is destroyed right there, Cash. And then there's numerous of these types on. I can't find anybody other than a stupid quack doctor in the military at that hospital that was researched by Israel and the FBI prior to Charlie's shooting. And he said, oh, his bone structure stopped. His head would have been blown off. This is just so ridiculous. But it gets worse. It gets worse, ladies and gentlemen. Let's take a look at here. Washington Times. Former executive vice president John Solomon goes on Fox News, and on the evening of the assassination, he said, and probably foreign influences that we're aware of. What? Oh, yeah, yeah. And then you had Ron Unz come out and say, I talked to two people in the administration. They know it was Israel. Listen, this is a quote, okay? Maybe he's full of crap, but let's take a look at Harrison Smith from National Review. He got real particular, and at the end of the day, he named a foreign power that makes him an hysterical conspiracy theorist. But it gets worse. The Daily Mail reported this, and so did the New York Times. Cash, do you hear that? You're calling all these people hysterical conspiracy theorists. Cash Patel, Susie Wiles, J.D. Vance, Tulsi Gabbard, and other senior DOJ officials got into heated argument at the White House over foreign influences in the assassination of Charlie Kirk the day of. Look, so you've got, what, five sources here? Okay, five sources. You know, let me give you the bottom line. I am not in a position to, although I've been told by someone in Intel that what you're hearing me report here that's now public, that these assertions are correct. But what really bothers me, what really troubles me the most here, is we're not talking about motive. Now, Israeli people, no one wants war. So do I support Israel? Yeah, I support people. I do not support the Netanyahu government. They're imperialistic. They're brutal. They're inhumane. That's been proven. They're also very efficient, very effective, and a heck of a fighting force. But they're under the wrong leadership. America would never let an attack upon Israel go unanswered. I'd hate to think how much money we gave Israel after October 7th for military supplies. I know we gave a lot. I haven't seen a final figure, but you know it was substantial. We would commit military to defending Israel. I don't have a problem with that. What I have a problem with is foreign imperialism and the intent to invade Iran. That's the intention. Now, having said that, who would fight the war in Iran with U.S. involvement? Well, it'd be the young people of this country. Who is Charlie Kirk speaking to? The young people. And in the text messages confirmed by TPUSA's Josh Colvitt, those messages 2 days before Charlie's death, what did he say? We have to move away from our pro-Israel stance. And 2 days later, he's dead. Now, these could all be coincidences, and all these people that I've quoted here could be hysterical conspiracy theorists. But we're supposed to believe that this one kid used a 30-06 and the effects defied the laws of physics. And there's probably never been a 30-06 fired with such a result. Who are we supposed to believe? I am calling upon President Trump to replace Kash Patel and put Dan Bongino in the lead position. Bongino's quiet. See, I think what he's saying is, I'm a team player, but I ain't going to compromise my integrity. So you haven't heard him say a word on this. Nothing. And I'm sure both sides are looking for an exit strategy with regard to Bongino leaving the FBI. No, the exit strategy I want is number one leaves and the man on the bench 18 inches away takes the lead chair in the FBI. The FBI is probably going to take decades of good conservative leadership to undo. Its deep state ties are thick and numerous. And I'll make a parallel to the CIA. I've been told multiple times that you could go in and take the CIA apart brick by brick, as President Kennedy said, and break it into 1,000 pieces. And it's not going to change their operation because of redundancy and duplicity. It's not going to. And the same is true for elements of the FBI. The deep state ties run. Who is it? This guy, former Naval Intelligence Officer Stanton, I reported on this. He did a 70-page online report, I believe it was on YouTube, on the deep state. And many of the people he mentioned were embedded in the FBI. Wray, McCabe, and that crew. No one can come in right away and get total control of the FBI because many of them will act independently and they have strong support. And so if we thought the FBI was going to immediately be transformed, you were fooling yourself. But we can get someone who in this case would stand up to them and say, oh, no, we're going to look at foreign influences. See, Kash Patel said, we're not going to look at foreign influences. In fact, who was it? It was the a chief of staff in Tulsi Gabbard's DNI position had a heated argument with Kash Patel. You will look at foreign influence. And Kash Patel said that day is over. That subject is closed. So President Trump, given the fact that we're never going to get the truth from who's in charge of the FBI, if you aren't in support of this cover-up, you need to replace Kash Patel immediately and replace him with Dan Bongino. I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show. I'm really disappointed that I feel compelled to bring this story to you about Megyn Kelly, but she's having an influence, and I believe it's an undue and untrue influence, and we're going to expose it right here because we need to get as many people with marching feet in unison to really help Trump complete the cleansing of the deep state. We're never going to do it completely. No country does. But we're basically unengaged as a public other than the election of Donald Trump. And I made a post about this when he was first inaugurated. I said, we have to lead the way, not the other way around. The power resides with us. And we have people out there carrying water for the deep state, and they're doing it for financial reasons. And that's what we're going to talk about here. We are brought to you by a tremendous set of products from Body Align, and it's frequency-based, and they are all the rage of new scientific revelation and revolution, which has to do with frequency-based interventions for various conditions. And every one of their products is based on this technology. And currently, I am in use, or using, I should say, these products, at least two of the four. And if I had a need, I'd use all four. I mean, quickly, yeah, do I use the Ultimate Wellness Band? Yep, don't wear it to bed. It's all natural, frequency-based, and it does boost your energy. It's a heck of a lot better for you than an energy drink. And then, of course, I use the EMF defense for my phone. I'm not really crazy about the idea of getting glioblastoma, and we all need our phones. Those two I use. They have the sleep patch, the pain patch, and they're effective, but I'm lucky. I don't need them, at least not yet. But if I did, this is where I'd go, and you should too. Right now, they got a buy one, get one free sale. Fantastic. Go to Body Align, A-L-I-G-N, bodyaline.com/Dave Hodges, bodyaline.com/Dave Hodges. I thought Megyn Kelly, and she does do some work that I think is good for America, But also, too, you have to remember, behind every disinfo agent, there's about 90% truth. And the 10% is where they want to take you off the path. And where she has deviated from truth and just basically, shall I say, obfuscate true information, try to take you off the path of discovery on a critical issue. Look at who killed Charlie Kirk. And as important, the FBI cover-up in this is critical, because Charlie was a national security asset. Let's just be honest. He was getting people to think First Amendment, Constitution, get involved in government. This is what we need. We don't have to have everybody on the same page. But if this is the process they're coming from, and then, of course, we had Jesus Christ as the Savior, and Charlie was unashamedly a witness for that. Tell me our nation doesn't need that as well. This Charlie was a national security asset. This is why I'm not letting go of this. You know, for 30 years, I mean, we had a president replaced in a coup d'etat, and you don't have any form of republic, form of democracy whatsoever if you can install leaders on a whim and take them out on a whim. And this is why I stayed with this, because then you don't have a representative government. You have charades behind the scenes. And this is what we're trying to rid ourselves of right now. And Charlie was a critical element in the change game for America. This is why we can't let go of it. This isn't a murder mystery. You go to a movie and you sit there for 2 hours, you're entertained, you figure out who done it. That's not what this is about. This is about catching the people who were involved and correcting it so this doesn't happen to other reformers. Because everyone who sits in my chair, everyone who sits in Paul Preston's chair, Sarah Westall, Doug Hagman, you name it, we're all at risk right now. All of us. You think this was the actions of a lone gunman kid who didn't like Charlie's comments about trans? That's bullcrap, because the forensics doesn't support it. We've got the evidence of TPUSA destroying crime scene evidence, tampering with it, lying about it. Oh, yes, says Mikey McCoy, the police told me to tell them to take down the cameras. Bullcrap. I looked into investigative techniques mandated by law in the state of Utah for a homicide. That is an imprisonable offense. And Mikey McCoy, you lied when you said that. Or you were terribly mistaken. I'll let you choose which one it is. But whatever you said was a bunch of hogwash. And what Megyn Kelly is saying about the Charlie Kirk situation is also a bunch of hogwash. Now, I thought after she got dumped from NBC, I thought, this is promising. There was a side of her. I didn't like her at Fox. She was unfair to Trump in the debate moderation she did. She was terrible to Trump. She'd play what she thought would be incriminating videos, but the other 16 people that were running and part of the process didn't have anything like that. It was only directed at Trump because he was the only outsider on the stage. I mean, he had a Bush there. Do you have to say any more? So she went to NBC, and she was a propagandist, but not a very popular one, so they got rid of her. So I thought, okay, this is going to be the revenge of Megyn Kelly, because she started covering some stuff. I go, holy crap, that's pretty good, Megyn. You're sounding like one of us now, and we're not beholden to corporate interests. You aren't either, but wait a minute, she was. It's called Sirius XM, and if you think they're conservative and on your side, you need to do a little checking on who their major asset manager is. That's, I mean, you don't have to go any further than that. Okay. Now let's get down to what Megyn is giving misinformation, disinformation, and outright lies about. And that's Charlie Kirk. And let's take a look at a couple of the things she said. She went on a mission to say, to discredit Candace Owens. Listen, I'm going to say this right now publicly. I don't buy the fact that Trump was an active participant and knew about the coming taking out of Charlie. I do not believe that. And if it is within his administration, and some of them were somewhat complicit with a foreign entity, this is outside Trump's control at that time. But I have Trump go to, seeing his actions towards a foreign power after the killing of Charlie, and he's become much more forceful with this organization. And I'm talking Netanyahu. No, you will not occupy the West Bank. Now, I can't say Israel is complicit, but they should be investigated. And Cash Patel says, oh no, we can't do that. And Megyn Kelly is backing him up. She is Cash Patel's propagandist. No, I am firmly convinced that Tyler James Robinson, oh yeah, the guy that the FBI was database searching the day before the assassination from Huntsville, Alabama, at their headquarters, that someone in Israel, same thing, someone in D.C., same thing, and all the other pre-searches, pre-assassination that went on the internet with key players like the doctors at the hospital, Tyler James, right? You get the idea. We've covered that. Well, she's ignoring all that evidence. She's ignoring the crime scene cover-up. Where was the yellow tape? How do you allow someone to come in and less than 48 hours destroy the crime scene with new construction, exactly where Charlie was killed? How do you do that? It violates everything in the protocols, and it's actually statute. It was illegal to do this. But Megyn Kelly is just fine with this. And she subtly is attacking Candace. I don't watch Candace. But it was Tyler James Robinson and no one else. Thank you, Cash Patel's mouthpiece. Anyone who listens to Megyn Kelly, you might want to do so just to see what the other side's up to, because that's the only value that her broadcast has. I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I am the host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We're brought to you by My Digital Money. And this is such a great thing to get into right now because Trump backs crypto. He backs Bitcoin. And this is why we are seeing record surges in this. And Bitcoin profits are going to be put a lot of them into stablecoin. And it's going to benefit the dollar because a dollar for stablecoin, very good. It's very good. With the support of Trump and the removal of SEC people who tried to interfere in the last administration, the future is bright. And a lot of people right now are still kind of unaware of how good the crypto market is. This is now the time. My friends at My Digital Money will help you. They won't push you. They'll give you information. They even have a play account. You can familiarize yourself with the practices of crypto and Bitcoin. But right now, you need to get a hold of them. Let's start with going to the website. MyDigitalMoney.com. That's MyDigitalMoney.com. Today, 42 million Americans, and actually it's as many as 48 when you consider special Medicaid cases. So basically, what are we talking about? We're talking about people that can disrupt this country. Artery, there's social media posts, and I posted something on this yesterday. It's out on our podcast today, The Next Great Crisis. This is what it is. People will do anything they have to do to feed their kids and themselves. And the money has already been allocated. It's just, it can't be spent because it's not in the budget, the current budget. Well, there are two reasons for this shutdown, where the military might not get paid. The skies are not safe to fly in now because of what's happening with air traffic controllers, TSA. How well are they going to be checking for things going on the planes that shouldn't be there? I could go on and on and on. This government shutdown is a national security risk. It's a huge national security threat. And this isn't hyperbole. Please understand this. If we don't act, and we don't act now to make this come to an end, we're going to have chaos in the streets like you wouldn't believe. Now, let's look at what are the two reasons, and we'll look at what the overall goal is unrelated to the two reasons by the Democratic Party. Listen, I'm no fan. I think most Republicans should be primaried. I too. I think about 90% of them need to be out of office. We need fresh people in there. But this shutdown right now is totally 100% the fault of the Democratic Party, 100%. The Republicans 13 times have put together the past spending bill that they all agreed to, Republicans and Democrats, that would fund the military, that would fund EBT and SNAP and Medicare and Medicaid. And how soon will Social Security and Medicare be affected? Well, exactly. The military, national security issue, TSA, the Border Patrol, all these people are essential And the Democrats want it to be chaotic. What's their number one issue? The funding of illegal alien health care because they need voters because their ratings are the lowest they've been in well over a generation. That's right. And the way to get them on your side is to give them all free health care. Oh, not you. In fact, California is starting their own version of a SNAP program today, only for people who are not citizens. Americans need not apply. And that's not racial, because American citizens who are Hispanic, Black, whatever, unless you are undocumented of any race, you can't apply for California's program. Well, this is what the Democrats want nationally. They want health care exclusively for the 20 million people they've allocated to get free health care who are not citizens of the United States. This is a non-starter with the Republicans. It's a non-starter with me. I believe in emergency care. I believe a lot of these people were duped to come here and they thought it was perfectly okay. I understand that, because Biden broke every law in the book on immigration. However, can we really afford that? And will the American people accept being in second place again? No. So the Democrats know that the other side's not going to give in. They want this government shutdown. But there's a second issue, and even potentially a much bigger issue. They want nationalized health care like Obamacare. No one has an option but to opt into it. And these control freaks want to be able to control what doctor you'll see, how much treatment they're going to give you. And I'm going to tell you what it looks like. In Canada, you wait so long to get surgery, many die. In the UK, I'll just give you one example. If you hit the age of 45, you're not eligible for kidney dialysis. You will die. National health care never works. Never. Never, never, never. Communism and socialism have never worked anywhere it's ever been. But this is what the Democrats want to bring. But really what they are is they know they're in the minority. They know their approval ratings stink. They know they don't have leaders that have charisma and can carry the day, and they don't stand for anything meaningful that most Americans can identify, both Democrat and Republican. So what they need to do is force chaos in the streets and force political changes through violence. Antifa is a great example of this. But with this government shutdown, if it continues with the people it's affecting, the Antifa riots that we saw starting in 2020 up to the present, they're going to be child's play compared to what's coming. And this is exactly what I believe the Democrats want. Out of chaos comes order, communist phrase. And this is Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. And you might want to look that up and go read it. And you go, oh my gosh, this is exactly what they're doing. Yeah, and I'll give you an historical term to compare as well. We are going through a Maoist, M-A-O-I-S-T, as in Chairman Mao, Communist Party, China, right? We're going through a Maoist cultural revolution. The way he obtained unlimited political power was to create such social chaos. People didn't know if up was down or down was up, or which day it was, or they didn't know. Will the sun come up in the west? And out of that chaos, he was able to get what he wanted. And this is exactly what the Democrats are doing with the shutdown. The extremists, and don't count Bernie Sanders as an independent. We know what he is. He's a communist in a Democratic Party, de facto, masquerading as an independent. But AOC, Schumer, Pelosi, the whole lot of them know this is the only chance they have for success. Now, I think that what we need to be doing, Democrat and Republican, we're on the same side on this. Do you want to have getting home from the grocery store to be an adventure like it is in Venezuela? Then you Democrats want to listen to this. You better put pressure on about a dozen senators to capitulate and agree to continue the past budget that both parties had previously agreed upon while you fight on the new things you want to do. The change has to come from our pressure. And right now, we need the help of our Democratic brothers and sisters, because your party is endangering you as well. I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time.